88.5 KCSN with Sky Daniels, and it is a cause for rejoicing here at KCSN, because great artists, great people, and great friends of KCSN have decided to get back together. Nickel Creek is joining us. Welcome, Sarah, Sean, and Chris to KCSN.
Hey, thank you, Sky. Good to be here.
You know, it's been fun watching and interacting with you guys. You've been busy. You have been busy. Chris, I think you were, or maybe still, I don't know, maybe you have to stop seeing that a tour is going to start, but weren't you doing a residency at Oberlin College in Ohio for a bit with the Punch Brothers?
Yeah, I guess we finished the bulk of it. Now we just have commencement left.
Got to learn
pomp and circumstance or something, I bet.
and Sarah, you know, you came in and so graciously played on our benefit concert, and Sean joined you there, and we've had Fiction Family in, and there's so much stuff that's been going on. But the news that we're here to celebrate is that the three of you who go back to when you were still toddlers have decided, well, really, I told
basically,
you.
Basically.
I mentioned to you, Sarah, how I was thinking, wait a minute, you guys are so young. How could you have been doing it then? You got back together. Talk to me about how it all felt right at this moment in time for Nickel Creek to decide to reunite and make a new record and go on tour.
Well, when we did the last tour, it was called Farewell For Now, because we had an idea that this would be something that we come back to. I kind of feel like this band is just always going to be a band. We're never going to break up. We just might start taking these lots of breaks between records and touring. Because we did spend so much time growing up in this band that it feels, to me, it just feels very natural. And when we, over the years, had gotten together, we discussed, you know, what we might do next time around, or how when we might do this down the road. And over the last couple of years, it had become more of a frequent conversation, Sean and I were talking about it a little bit, and I talked to Chris, and he's like, well, you know, the 25th anniversary is coming up.
Wow.
Pretty soon, we should do something. And we thought it might just be a couple shows to commemorate, and then we got together and thought we might write an EP, and it kind of turned into a record, and here we are. We're going to do a couple proper tours,
and therein lies the I would assume you guys have come to know and have always known in your heart that when you get together, it is a unique combination that you can't reproduce otherwise. You know, you obviously have gone on and done all these other things with great success, and you've explored many music vocabularies. Now, that's one thing I know for all of you, you have really wanted to grow your respective musical vocabularies. How does all of that seeking and searching and growing your sense of what you can do musically, how does that start to filter in this reunion of Nickel Creek? Or does Nickel Creek still want to maintain a certain, at least a commitment to bluegrass, if you will, that always is at the forefront?
I think that the all of the exploration that we've done in the last 7 years has taken a lot of the pressure off of Nickel Creek. When the three of us got back together in a room, I think that having all these other outlets, having a place to put, all three of us just have you know, voracious musical appetites, and you know, no one project is going to be big enough to satisfy us, and so I think that when we were basically only doing Nickel Creek, it just put too much strain on the collaboration. We were all trying to impose everything that we wanted to experience as musicians on this one project, and now we don't need to do that. We've got so many things going on. We can really hunker down, and figure out what it is that is unique about Nickel Creek, and try and expand on that as much as we can.
Right. I was gonna say a lot of, you know, obviously in the amount of time that we've had, you know, to do all these other things, you know, we've grown as musicians, and in those ways, we'll, you know, inform, you know, our new music together as a band. But I think even more than that, it's like what Chris said, having those other outlets and having done a bunch of other things and still having those places to go and do those kinds of music really lets Nickel Creek be kind of more what it wants to be, and lets us kind of just focus on the things that we're, you know, that are strong points as a band, rather than trying to do things. It's more of like just letting it happen.
The vocals and the harmonies on A Dotted Line are otherworldly. They're heavenly, and it appears to me that now the vocals, which have always been great together, they are just reaching such a height and hitting such a unique sound that they match your, you know, avowed musical prowess, because you all three have been really driven students of music as players for a long time, since your early childhood. Now these vocals are there. Was that something that also helped you guys when you got back together and started working on new material? Did that sense of, wow, did you guys remember how good you sound together?
Well, I think having to stand on our own, you know, 2 feet individually, really helped us kind of develop as singers. At least for me, I've had to do a lot more singing on my own. And I remember a couple of years ago we got together and we played a little secret show at Largo, actually. Just played like 6 or 7 songs. We got together and in the afternoon to relearn some stuff and rehearse, and we kind of looked around at each other thinking, you know, saying like, this is, it seems like it's easier than it used to be. So with this record, we decided to sort of, you know, focus on that, you know, and if we could do something in 3-part harmony, felt like it probably, we probably should.
And those two things, you know, when you have to carry something vocally more or less on your own, it makes you more able to do that, and then also less inclined to feel like you need to, which is good when you're singing a bunch of 3-part, because 3 people trying to sing, you know, their parts like it's a lead vocal doesn't sound any good at all. And I think that now, again, with all of us having so many opportunities to carry a song vocally on our own, it just makes it thrilling to not have to do that and to actually, you know, sort of blend into a tapestry, as opposed to, you know, do a line drawing by yourself.
Yeah, it's not our only chance for attention, basically.
Well, and you know what, Sarah, I was listening, and a couple of the responses, both to the kinds and the, you know, the genre busting that you were doing individually, and now this answer, where I'm hearing an assured sense of self, both individual and collectively, that you guys have that natural confidence now, and that you aren't trying to be anything other than what Nickel Creek, you know, in its heart and mind wants to be. And it sounds as if that the reunion has come at a great time in your own personal evolution. And I think I would hope that you guys kind of realize you got a special thing, a very special thing, and that the joy of performing together, we're about to find out, because what are you, a week away from, 2 weeks away from launching a tour?
About a week and a half.
Week and a half?
Yeah.
Woo!
And it's...
That's wrong. I'm ready
it's
now.
It's going to be
go.
Really fun. I know. I'm just excited to start doing these shows. I think it's going to be really fun. And it is special to us. I think we all... I don't know from the outside how special it is, but it feels special to me. It's not as easy to sing with everyone as it is with Sean and Chris. There's a certain relief that happens when, you know, we fall into a song and our voices just kind of fit together, and you don't have to fight it. You don't have to strategize when you're singing a note. As much as sometimes you do when you're collaborating with people who you haven't sung with for as long. It's really fun. And to me, this tour just kind of feels like a celebration of the time that we've spent together, you know, the 25 years of kind of growing up together, and of this record that we're really proud of. We made it in LA with Eric Valentine produced it.
Right.
He made our last record as well. And we did that just in November. And I was realizing we're touring through August, we started writing in June, so like from start to finish, this whole process is going to be just over a year.
Insane.
Of like starting the writing and finishing the tour, which is such a quick process for making a record and touring it. It's,
by the way,
it's
not
kind
to,
of fun.
Not to be a brown nose or anything, but I listen to KCSN every day.
No, thank
all the way
you.
From the hotel yep. to the studio.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sean, I would come into the studio. I would be like, Sean, have you heard of KCSN today? They just played.
KCSN is killing it today. Yeah, I've heard that many. It's really just one of the best stations I've ever come across.
Well,
and I listen to it as much as I can.
I'm blushing.
It's a great perk about living in LA.
You mentioned the album A Dotted Line. It's available now, and obviously your core fans, of which are great, are going to be aware of it. We're going to make sure that all of our fans collectively at KCSN are aware by playing multiple tracks, as you
awesome.
Can imagine. You know how it goes here. You guys listen. you know how it works. The one question I have, though, is you're saving, in a manner of speaking, as far as the tour goes, the best for last, it appears, that we're not going to have this Nickel Creek reunion joy in front of us until around May 21st at the Wiltern. Is that the case?
Oh, don't worry. We'll bring it. We'll,
we want to
we'll
make sure
it.
We get some good practice shows in before we come to LA.
Okay, so all the rest, it's a tune-up.
A yeah. significant date as well, as there is an actual song on the record called the 21st
right.
of May.
Yeah, I know at least one song that'll be on the set list that night.
Yeah.
Well, and by
we're
the
just
way,
we're play that one 21 times.
We are playing the 21st of May here at KCSN.
No so, way, really?
Yes, awesome. So you know, it all comes together neatly as we would hope it would do. Well, listen, it is something where what we try to do at KCSN is to make a place where artists like yourselves who do at least part of the time live here can appreciate and enjoy, and in turn we work together because we all love music. And hearing the kind words you said today only further strengthens our resolve and commitment to doing what we're doing and have an artist like you, Nickel Creek, be part of our lives. It means a lot to us and to our listeners. And we wish you guys the best. I know this is a whirlwind tour today in which you're talking to a lot of radio stations, but as always, you guys know how to find us, and you know we've always got the mic set up and ready for you whenever you want to come through and have some fun with us at KCSN.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
All right. It's Nickel Creek, the new one, A Dotted Line, and the tour getting underway. You'll hear it continually right up until that date on May 21st and beyond on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks to all the members of Nickel Creek.
Hey, thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.